Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court could review Washington state law removing parental rights. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really sad that we're in the situation in this country, in this culture, that now we have a case where a group of parents have challenged a Florida state law that allows runaway minors to access irreversible mutilating gender surgeries without notifying their parents or the parents' consent.
You know, this is really unbelievable. This is Washington state. It has become very liberal because of certain pockets within the state of Washington, Seattle, kind of like Oregon, Portland. You know, you have a lot of conservative people in the general part of the state, but it's the urban centers that really control the liberal agenda. And so the legislature is dominated by some of these individuals that have no concept of law, parental rights, and freedom.
I mean, if children run away, but that doesn't mean the youth shelters now have all authority over them, especially when it comes to mutilating their physical bodies.
It's unbelievable. So the International Partners for Ethical Care has sued the state of Washington, and the attorneys on the case have reached out to Liberty Counsel. We saw the case. They notified us of this. They filed a petition with the United States Supreme Court. So we looked at the case, and we decided to file an amicus brief urging the high court to take the case. This case involves parents or a group of parents that have challenged a Washington state law that allows runaway minors to access irreversible mutilating gender surgeries without parental notification or consent. So under the amendments to the Washington Family Reconciliation Act, isn't that a crazy name?
Yeah.
The Washington Family Reconciliation Act. There's no reconciliation here at all.
They're taking children. They're tearing them apart from their parents.
Yeah. So one of the amendments to that includes a provision that licensed youth shelters may facilitate secret gender interventions on runaway minors and withhold that information from parents, whereby removing them from any gender-based medical decisions for their children. According to the parents' petition, they have argued that Washington law puts parents who wish to raise their child according to the child's biological sex in the same category as abusive and neglectful parents. The law voids any requirement to notify parents of their child's location and even can delay the reunification up to 90 days.
And, you know, just like we've been talking over and over again, you know, a child runs away, there's some issues there that need to be dealt with. There's root causes that are causing that child to want to flee. And so obviously the parents need to be involved in that and to have some counseling, preferably Christian counseling, to help the child deal with that. But that doesn't mean the answer is cutting off the child's body parts.
Yeah, I know. Four of the petitioning parents in this case have gender-confused children and reportedly have had to alter their current parenting out of daily fear their children will run away to a shelter where gender interventions could be secretly facilitated.
That's not a healthy, you know, situation. Parents shouldn't have to be dealing with that.
Yeah, so these parents, they sued in November 2023, and shortly after, that was the law that came into effect in July of 2024. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed the parents' constitutional claims. They said they lacked standing, holding that the parents' harms were either self-inflicted or speculative because no irreversible medical interventions had yet occurred. Listen to that.
Wait, they're saying the parents lack standing?
And they have to wait
over their own
until
children.
Their child's breasts are amputated? No. And that would give them standing?
Well, you know, and this
That's
is
ridiculous.
Just a signal. This is a very important case. Typically, we file amicus briefs when a Supreme Court has taken a case in support of that, and vice versa they do for us. But this, we file amicus brief asking the court to take this because it's very,
it's very,
very important.
Critical, yeah. So the Ninth Circuit, they also declined to rehear the case in banc, meaning the full panel. However, there was a dissenting judge, and he warned that Washington's statutory scheme threatens to obliterate parental rights if allowed to stand.
Absolutely.
And it's really true.
Absolutely.
So that's why, you're right, Holly, you know, we're looking at what our bandwidth is, what we're capable of doing. We have a lot of cases. We have lots of cases that we're considering all the time, lots of cases that we're litigating. So if we see a case, say, for example, at the United States Supreme Court, and it's being addressed on the merits, we will typically file an amicus brief if we're not part of the parties of that case to present our arguments. But in this particular case, it's not yet accepted by the United States Supreme Court, so it's in between.
But if they do accept it, whatever the ruling, it will have authority over the entire state.
Well,
so that's really important.
Yeah, to give you an example, we did the same thing on the Change Council case out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. We filed an amicus brief at the petition for cert stage asking the high court to take the case. And they did take the case.
Right. And of course, we had a vested interest in those counseling cases.
Yeah, we did. And then once they took the case, we filed a second brief on the merits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we would do here. We filed the brief when we were aware of this by their attorneys. We looked at the case and said, yeah, this is a case that we need to weigh in on because it's so outrageous. These parents have gender-confused children already. So it's already difficult to deal with that, right, in Washington State, to try to get a counselor who has some rationality.
It's like California is really hard to find.
Yeah, and Christian basis.
Yeah.
So they're already dealing with a lot of issues in their family going through this. Now they're afraid that if they actually exercise their parental guidance and authority that they have as a God-given right, that perhaps their child will take off one day and will flee. Because the kids know, it gets out within the community, that you know what, you can flee to a runaway place, and if your parents are not listening to you, and they won't call you by a false pronoun, and they won't give you the hormones, and they won't give you the surgery, then run away and go to one of these homes, one of these shelters, and you know what? All will be well because they'll allow you to do what you want to do. And so the parents are afraid that one day they'll come home and their kid's gone and they're going to be in one of these shelters and they won't be able to find out where they are and they won't be able to get them out and that they could even lose parental rights over them. So they're having to already alter what they do, probably throttle back on some of the things that they might want to do. They might be forced to call them a pronoun that's false even though they don't want to, because if they don't, they're afraid they're going to run away. And it's all because of this. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, well, you don't have standing. No, they've already been injured. They're being injured now. They're altering how they parent because of this law. And they say, well, you don't have standing because you haven't had to face irreversible medical interventions. Well, wait a minute. You don't have to cut off a body part in order to have standing. That's ridiculous.
You know, that's really sad because I thought the Ninth Circuit had made a turn for the better.
Well, it certainly has made a much better turn with Donald Trump's first term. But, you know, it depends upon what kind of a panel you get.
But and I think the full panel would probably have a better chance, don't you think?
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't take it
on the full panel, and that's where you get the dissenting judge. That's why I'm hoping and praying. Pray for this case. It's called International Partners for Ethical Care versus Ferguson. International Partners for Ethical Care versus Ferguson. And we have the amicus brief that we did on our website, lc.org. You can read that. But right now it's pending before the United States Supreme Court. The state of Washington has to file its opposition, and then the parties representing the parents will file their reply. And then later this year, before they go on break at the end of June, they will review this case and decide whether to take it. It would be a case that would be argued maybe later this year or certainly 2027 with a decision no later than June of 2027.
And, you know, I would just encourage people just to pray for these parents because, as you know, parents have the right over their children. It's not for the government. It's not for the courts. But it's God gave you these children for you to parent and you to steward, you know, and it's just heartbreaking to see these kind of situations where they want to rip them away.
Yeah, and just pray for parents that are going through this.
Yes.
You know, I think that the pendulum is swinging in our favor against this LGBTQ dark side. But you still have issues like this happening. And certainly you got a lot of states going the right way, but you have a lot of states like Washington and others going the wrong way. This is a real battle for the future of our children, for families, for parents, and for our country.
And President Trump has spoken out against this, as
Absolutely.
You remember in the recent State of the
Very
Union.
Very strong statements on this issue.
Yes.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.